Okay.
Ready? Here we go. Zakti Gemara at the bottom of Daf Nun Ches of the base. Last two words. Amar Rav. Says Rav, Ano Havai b'minyana de Bei Rebbe. I was there in the court of Rebbe when they were paskening, they were voting. Okay, minyan is counting right, the votes, right? So they were voting and counting the different Rabbonim to decide this din. What din, says Rashi? This time where they were making the takana of Kol HaKodem Nikach Zachor. Again, what we call it, the Mishnah, not the Mishnah Rishono, but the Bezdin Shacharim that we had in the Mishnah by Sikriko, that later on they said, even though at the beginning the din was that if you buy it from Sikriko, you're totally not protected at all, and the original owner can take it back from you. But the later Bezdin decided that no, we're going to protect the guy that bought it, and he's going to be able to keep the field. Kol HaKodem Nikach Zachor. And that was the end of the mission, specifically, was where Rebbe said that after 12 months, whoever goes to take it gets it. And you don't have to deal with the original owner. The most you'll have to do is pay him the review. So Rebbe says, so Rav says, I was there when Rebbe made this takana that the mission brought on in Hamid Beis. And, right, that was the lush of the mission, Nimnu, right? The lush of the mission in Hamid Beis. Rebbe himself says, right, Rebbe Hoshev Bezin the Nimnu. So it says, Rav, I was there. Uminai didoi man barish. And the truth is, they counted me first. They asked my opinion first, and I waited. So back to Gemara, how could Rav have been the first one to speak? Now we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Sanhedrin Lamed Beis, Dine Mamonos Vataharos Vatumos Maschilim Minagodol. Vidine Nefashos Maschilim Minatzar. When you have a business deciding on a matter, it depends what the subject matter is at hand. If you're talking about Dine Mamonos or Tyros and Tumos, so there you start, the first one that speaks is the greatest person on the Bezdin. When it comes to Dine Nefashos, then already you start from Minatzar. And machleik is actually, does minatzad mean dafka the lowest, or does it mean just not the gadol? It definitely means not the gadol. The question is, does it mean dafka the one who was the lowest on the bezdin, or someone in the middle? So I saw it's a nice idea. Okay, Rashi brings two pshatim about what was Rav's status. Where did he? What was his ranking? So first Rashi says that he was a benedi. Rav wasn't the greatest one on Rebbe's bezdin, but he wasn't the highest. Wasn't the lowest. Then he says, Vanishamati, he says, Shikatan Shvem Haya. I heard that Rav was the lowest. That's not like, why does Rashi have to do that? You know, like, just add that in. By the way, Rav was the least Chashifer. I mean, it's not that we do the Mishnah and Sukkah, right? The Gemara and Sukkah and about Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, he was the lowest. So that's coming to prove a point that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was so great, and he was the lowest of all the 80 Talmidim. But anyway, Rav says, it might be totally in this Chakira. If there's the Din, Matkilim and Atzad, is that Dafka the lowest guy or not? So if the pshat is it's the lowest guy, the least chasha person, so that might have been why we started from Rav. I mean, I'm right now in the middle, holding my Gemara's kasha, right? The Gemara's kasha is that by Dina Mamun, we're supposed to start from the we're going to see in a minute, when the Gemara comes out, that you start from the tzad, in Rebbe's Bezdin, so could be, that was the pshat, that if you hold it, you have to start from the lowest guy, so that's why Rashi had to point out that Rav was the least chasha person. The other day, okay. But anyway, so that was the shaila. So why we start from Rav in this shaila? This shaila was Dinin Mamonos shaila. By Dinin Mamonos, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that you start from the Gadol. So why are you starting from Rav, who is definitely not the Gadol? So my answer is Amarav Bray, the Rava Vitei Ravil Bray, the Ravalos Shiny Minyana de Bei Rebbe de Kulu Minyanayu Minatzar Umaschilin. In Rabbi's Bezdin was different. The way he did it in his Bezdin was different. All of the dinim that they did, they would start from the tzad. Okay? Now, that was just the important dinim that Rashi brings down over here. What's the svara over here? So Rashi brings us that the reason why outside of Bezdin, of Rebbe's Bezdin, the reason why they would start only by dinim nefashos, they would start from the katan, is because the pasuk says, losana al rib, which we darshan, not supposed to be Tana, you're not supposed to argue, speak up against the Rav. We darshan the word Riv without the Yud. So you're not supposed to argue on the Rav. Now, since that Pasuk is in the context of Dina Nefashos, so Rashi says the other parts of the Pasuk, which are talking about Achri going after the Rabbim, and the Mishnah there on that basis and engine says that there's a difference between the way you paskin by Dina Mamba, by a Choyv and a Zchus, but that's all about in the realm of Dina Nefashos, of Achri Rabbim Lahatos. And losi achri rabim liraos. So since the apostles are already discussing a din in nefashos, so all the other bet they didn't held that also over here it's only the din in nefashos. So by din in nefashos you start from the lowest person. Now what's the idea? We don't want the gadol to start, because if the gadol starts and he says chayav, right? Then nobody's going to be arguing on him, and that's going to create a problem. Because we want everyone to speak their opinion. If they know a zchus for the person to save him from being killed, we want them to speak up. So they held, that was the Gemara's kasha, like the Mishnah Lamed Beis. Everyone else held that's only a din, dini nefashos. However, Rebbe's Bezdin, they learned that it applies everywhere. And Rashi explains that even though part of the Pasuk Tov B'Din HaNefashos, not the entire Pasuk Tov B'Din HaNefashos. According to Rebbe, this din of not arguing on the Gadol applies to all areas of Halacha, and therefore we never wanted the Gadol to speak first, because then people would have to argue on it. We don't want that. Okay. Sounds interesting also. Is that an Isser? Is it a straight up Isser to argue on the Gadol? Or is it just like people aren't going to want to do it, and we don't want to get into that sticky situation? What? Yeah, what I'm saying is it a din chutzpah, or is it really a halacha lo san al riv? That's also a shaila here in the.
I shouldn't make it look like it's halacha, no?
What?
I shouldn't make it look like it's like because of the pasuk.
Right. No, it's definitely coming from the shaila is that because in other words it could be fakir. Some rishonim say dafka. You have to say so. If you're there din nefesh, you would have to be malam mitzchus. That's your chiyuv. As a dying, you have to be malam mitzchus. It's just that we don't want to get you in a situation where you're going to have to be san al riv in order to do it. Okay, anyway, that was the maisa with Rav. So this takana, the way it went down, Rav was actually the first one to speak because of the minig of the Bezdin Shel Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Yom Rav b'Rei d'Rav b'Itema, Rebbe Hillel b'Rei d'Rav d'Rebbe Valus. I don't think that name comes up too often in Shas. Valus. Mimos Moshe b'ad Rebbe lo matzidu toir ogdul b'makom echad. Okay, that's the little Gadata. So he says, this Rab in the name of these other Rabbanim, he held, he had a statement that there was never such a phenomenon since the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rebbe that you would find Torah and Gedul B'Makom Echad, which means that one person was the greatest in Torah and also the greatest in some other stature, either in wealth or in his position. Okay, so the Gemara says, so Rashi says, "B'makom echad shtei terasim glosin shal yisol b'makom echad shein b'yisol gadol b'tar u'ba'osher kemosim." So Rashi says, he's focusing more specifically on the osher. But the way Rashi is learning is shein b'yisrael gadol b'tar u'ba'osher. So in other words, the gedulasan, you didn't find the tair and the gedula of klal yisrael being in one person. Usually, you have the tair over here and the gedula somewhere else. So the Gemara says, "Really, there was no one else below b'ha there Yeshua, but Yeshua was also great." And he was also prominent. So the Gemara says, no, have a Lazar. Because at the same time Yeshua lived, you also had a Lazar. But a Lazar was a match for Yeshua in Tyre. So the Gemara says, okay, but have a Lazar. Right? But when a Lazar, after Yeshua died, you had a Lazar. And he was great. And he had the great in both positions. He was also the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, have a Pinchas. Pinchas was also there. Track the Gemara, have a Pinchas. Okay, so after Lazar died, you had Pinchas. Have a Zakenim. The Zakenim at the same time as Pinchas. So the Gemara says, have a Shaul. What about Shaul? Of a Shmuel, Shmuel was at the same time as Shaul. Marsha asked, it should have been the other way around. Should have asked Shmuel, right? The Marsha should have said ask Shmuel and then ask the Shaul. So the Marsha proves from there that the question of when the Gemara says Hava Shmuel, it's talking about the Torah. In other words, Shmuel wasn't as great in prominence, even though he was the Shaifeken, but he wasn't in terms of the Marsha says he wasn't greater necessarily than other people in terms of, I guess, his wealth or other things. But so therefore the Gemara is saying Shaul had both. So Shmuel definitely didn't have both. Shaul Lachaira had both, because he had the Gedul, he was the Melech, and he had the Chachma, he had the Torah. So the Gemara says, no, but Shmuel was just as great as him in the Torah. So in fact, the Gemara, yeah, but Hanach Nafshe. But eventually Shmuel died, and Shaul was still there. So at that point, Shaul was the greatest. It was Torah Gedul, Malcolm Echad, Klai Shaul's Torah Gedul was by Shaul. My answer is, Kulu Shanye Kamrinon. It has to be all of his years, meaning, from the time, as Rashi explains, from the time that the person reached his greatness, until he dies, it has to be that nobody was a match for him. So that's not true in the case of Shaul, because from the time that he reached his greatness, he wasn't greater than Shmuel. Okay? So Mark continues. Vahava David, I David Melech. Vahava Ira, Ya'iri. There was Ira Iri, who was his Rebbe. And Rashi tells us he was a Gadol Batayra. And the Gemara brings in Moed Katan that he used to teach all of the Rabbanim, Algave Kar Muksasos, on fancy, nice cushions and pillows. And Rashi brings up a place, look at Rashi, see here that David Melech was totally machni himself to Ira Ha'iri, and therefore, in the Chachma, he was considered to be greater. Expecting more of the same question, but Nafshei, yeah, but eventually Ira died. Kulashaik, Minam, again, it needs to be Torah Gdula all of his years, and David didn't have all of his years. Ava Shleima, what about Shleima? The Gemara answers, Ava Shemi ben Geira. So there you had Shemi ben Geira, which, by the way, you could have asked that also on David and Melech. You could have used that time on David and Melech, that Shemi also was alive in the times of David. But I'll call upon him, Shlomo Melech was the greatest. But yeah, but Shemi ben Geira. Shemi ben Geira was there also. Ava Katle Shlomo eventually killed Shemi ben Geira, as instructed by David and Melech. Same answer, Kulashani Karminin. Again, since Shimi was around, so not all of the years of Shlomo was the Torah Gdol Mokamech. Havi Chizkiyah, what about Chizkiyah Melech Chizkiyah, who was also great in both realms? Right? Zava Shevna. Shevna was a match to Chizkiyah. And Rashi says he was a Gogol Batoira, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. He was also Darish Batleisa Rebusa Vichizkiyah Bechatsa Rebusa. He would have more people. He had 13. Rebusa, 13 10,000s. Okay, anyway, he had a lot of Talmidim that he was teaching, and it was greater than Chizkiyah Melech. Take a look at the Pasuk. You see the Pasuk in Yeshayah, in Chav Beis Tezvav. That's where the Pasukim talk about Shevna. It's a question there exactly who he was. Was he with the Kohen Gadol, or he was in charge of a certain Oitzar? But I'll call upon him, he was the match for Chizkiyah. I how he killed, he was also killed. Yeah, Kulashanik, I mean, again, you need all of these. Vahave Ezra, what about Ezra? The Gemara says, Ave Nechemia ben Chachliya, and Nechemia ben Chachliya, who was also great. Amr Vach, Abre the Rabba, Afani Oimer. So that was, okay, that's, we finished that statement, we proved it, and there were no challenges, we dealt with all the challenges from this statement, that there was nobody who would represent Turu Gdol Mokam Echad from the time of Moshe Ben until Rebbe. Now we have Omer Vach, Abre the Rabbi. He has a different version. He says, Afani Omer, Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi, Ve'ad, Ravashi, from Rebbe until Ravashi, also Lamasina Torah Gdol Mokam Echad, also didn't have such a thing. Pratik Mar Velo, Veho, Hava Huna Bar Nosan. Huna Bar Nosan was, that person was very great in Torah. The Gemara says, Shani Huna Bar Nosan, the Meka Fai Kaifle the Ravashi. Even though he was very great in Torah, but he lowered himself, literally, he would bend over and defer really to Ravashi. In other words, he considered Ravashi to be the head, and he would treat him as that, and therefore he didn't pose to be a match here to this concept, and the Torah Gdul is considered to be by Ravashi. Good? So like the Mishnah. Cheresh. A Cheresh, says the Mishnah, is Roimez the Nirmas. He can gesticulate, he can make little Ramazim with his hands, as Rashi says, biyadav of Barosho, either with his hands or with his head. Okay, he can get his point across without speaking. And Venir Maz, and the same thing, if someone wants to say something to him, they could be roimes to him. Ben Besera Oimer, Koyfetz v'nikpats, bimetaltum. And Ben Besera adds on, not only can he do roimes nirbaz, but he can even do Koyfetz v'nikpats, which is a lower level, Pashab Shat. That's where Rashi goes. It's an Eino Simnikra Kiramiza. He can even do Kvitza, which Kvitza means he can make some type of movement with his lips. Okay, so there's a way that you're making motions with your hand or your head. That's a higher form. That's a clearer message of what's going on. That's Ramez and Nirvaz. And Kvitza Nikpats is making some movement with his lips. So that's the Machlekes Tanakam Ben Meseira. And that all works in the realm of Metaltalin. So in other words, in order to create an acquisition of a Metaltalin, by a cheresh, that suffices. Hapa'utos, the children, which we'll discuss exactly their age, mecha and mecha chumemkar and memkar, what they buy is considered to be bought, and what they sell is sold. Bimetaltan, also bimetaltan. And we'll see in the Gemara why there's such a thing. In other words, meikar adin, pashup shad, doesn't work. Meikar adin, there's no way for a katan to make a kinyan. He can't buy, he can't sell. But midirabanan, we made a special. But the Tekan, again, in line with everything we're discussing in this parak, Hanizakin, which doesn't really belong to Sefer Skitin, as Tosas told us, right? But there's all the concepts here of Tikkun Olam. Well, so I would have thought you were going to say he could. Lamais and the Mishnah says now he could.
But you said no.
I didn't say no.
Well,
before the Mishnah. Yeah, but Mekardin means the Din Deraisa. The Din Deraisa. The Din Deraisa wouldn't work because they don't have to ask, but the Rabbanan allowed it to happen. Also, the problem is that it's not so posh because the Rishonim point out that based on the Gemara, so you get the point from the Gemara, and you've almost said something that the Gemara says that that's only true if he doesn't have an apotropos. If he He doesn't have an apotropos, so as we'll see in the Gemara coming up, that we needed to institute this takana, or else the kids wouldn't be able to get their basic needs. But if they have an apotropos, which we saw from all the sugars earlier, that a lot of kids had apotropos, right? So then it wouldn't apply. So the chara nowadays, for most children, it's Hashem, either they have parents or they have an apotropos. So I don't know how relevant it would be. You have to see halacha lemaisa how this plays out. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman, machloikes b'metalvan, but begitin divrei hakol b'remizo. Says Rav Nachman, the machloikes tanakam and b'meseir in the Mishnah. Of whether or not you can use koyfetz v'nikbats, that's only in the realm of metalvan, like the Mishnah says. But when it comes to gittin, everybody agrees you have to do remizo, which again, according to Rashi, means the higher form, the better form of making the acquisition. So, drag the Gemara Pshita. What do you need Rav Nachman for? It's Pashut that b'metalvan t'na. The Mishnah is talking about metalvan, which means this would not be true by Gittin. Says the Gemara, Ma'u, the same Afim Metaltalin. You might have thought that when the Mishnah says Metaltalin, it means Afim Metaltalin, meaning not only does it work by Gittin, but it even works by Metaltalin. Kamashwan, that we don't say the Kamashwan, that's what Nachman's coming to say, that no, that's not the way to read it. Taka is only by Metaltalin. By Gittin, it's not true. What's the Havim meaning to say that Gittin, it would work? Why would we think that Gittin is less of a Chiddush than Metaltalin? What? But that would be a good guess. Mishum Iguna, that would be a good guess. If you didn't see Rashi. If you did see Rashi. That's a good guess. What does Rashi say? Why would I think that it works more by Gittin? And the Chiddush would be, dafka now, by Metaltalin. Beautiful. So Rashi says, okay, the first Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi says, that a cheresh, if we're talking about a cheresh who married a woman when he was already a cheresh, as opposed to, by the way, a cheresh, let's say someone who becomes a cheresh while he's married, that's big trouble. Because his marriage was a full-fledged marriage, midoraisa, and now he became a cheresh, he can't divorce her. What?
He's never able to divorce her?
That's right, it's a problem, he can't divorce her. But if you married her as a cheresh, so then Rashi says, then it's more plush to say, there's more of a svar there to say that he'll be able to divorce her with kvitza. Why? Because kashem shekonas b'remiza, kach moitzi b'remiza. He entered into the marriage with kvitza, right? So whatever level he entered in the marriage with, he'll be able to get out of the marriage with. Makes a lot of sense, right? The marriage can be only as strong as the way he created the marriage. So there's no reason that the get should need a higher level of das or of acquisition than going in. Masha enkein by the metaltalin. So Kamashwan, that's not true. No, Kamashwan, the taka does not work by Gittin, and it only works from Metaltalin. I'm not sure really now what the svar is though. Rashi doesn't explain. Right? Rashi did such a good job in the Havamina, explained us the Havamina. I'm not sure what the Kamashvalon is. Open. What's the Kamashvalon? Okay, it's a big issue, but it's a good question. Says the Gemara Vayter. Ikad Amri Amr Nachman Kamachloikas Metaltalin Kachloikas Begittin. Rav Nachman says, this is a different version of Rav Nachman, that faker, really the same thing that applies by metaltalin applies by gittin as well. The Mishnah says metaltalin, ema af metaltalin. So we say af metaltalin, like we said before, but the havamina according to this version is the actual muskan. And if you this, now we understand the muskan very well. The shaila is in the first lishna. Why talk is it not true at the end of the day? Okay, zok the gemara right. Hapu utos we saw in the Mishnah. Hapu utos mechan mekach umemkar and memkar b'metaltalin. So the Gemara asks, va'ad kama. Now that's a little bit of a confusing question, because what does va'ad kama normally mean? Until when? It doesn't really mean what a. It means until what. If I just open up this Gemara and see the context, I'd be like, until what point can they do this? After which point they can't. That's not really what the Gemara is asking. Va'ad kama means, at what point are they old enough that we can invoke the din of putos? It's really from when. Not until when, really from when. Okay, but anyways, that's the Gemara's question. Va'ad kama. So, machvi Rav Yehuda l'rav. So Rav Yehuda showed Rav, or according to some Gersaros, the Tzionim they bring on the side here from Gos Ben Aryeh, machvi Rav Yehuda arav Yitzchak Barei. He pointed out to his son. He's like this guy, this son, my son of mine, this age. Right? So, machvi Rav Yehuda arav Rav Yitzchak Barei. What's the age? Kibar shis, kibar shav, like the age of 6 or 7. 6 or 7, ready, they're smart enough and they have enough das that we can let them in. They don't have full das. A katan doesn't have das, but it's enough that we can allow it to go through, right? I mean, you can't have a 2-year-old do it. They're going to start, you know, it's like I remember on the bus, like we convinced the kids to give us, you know, like we'll give you $1. You give us $1. We'll give you 5 nickels, right? Because you're getting 5, you're giving us 1, right? So you can't touch a little kid, doesn't know anything. There has to be some level of...
What's if we have Dr. Chopper's meeting of the coins to free the slave? How old is the kid there? That was something else, right?
There, the Gemara doesn't say how old he was, but there the point was that was just to entice him with money.
It was just making him easy to sell.
Yeah, the dice to give it. Yeah. Okay. So what do you bring back from there?
It's probably a 6 or 7, right? That you have to say whatever his thing is, has to be there, or a special takana.
No, that's not something. No, fakir. That wasn't a didn't takana. That was a shayav b'chal why you needed the bas of the katan. That's something else. That wasn't based on the didn't takuta. Something. I don't think that was connected with the Butos. Okay. Faket, why does the Apotropos there have to ask the Kid Bachal? He's the one in charge. There's an Apotropos. Like I said before, there's no Din Butos by an Apotropos. There, for some reason, we needed the Das. I think we spoke it out over there. That even though we don't really need the Das of the Katan there, but it doesn't look nice that the Katan is screaming, he doesn't want it. And that, so we just wanted the Katan to go along with it. Not because halachically we needed him to agree to sell the slave. Okay. So the Gemara says, the first version here, the first answer was like 6 or 7. Rav Kahana, Omar, Kavar Shev, Kavar Timni. Kahana says, no, it's got to be 7 or 8, a little bit older. Now, see, Satan, Kavar Tesh, Kavar Eser. In the Brisa, it was taught that a little bit older, it's got to be 9 or 10. Says the Gemara, which the nice thing the Gemara does is, Velo Pligi. You could see it coming already. You could see it coming, the Velo Pligi. Right? It's like, yeah, and they're not arguing. Right? Velo Pligi. Kol Chad Vachad Lefi Churvei. Each kid, depending on how sharp he is. So if he's really sharp, then he could do the earliest stage. And that's, I guess, the reviewer was complimenting his son, Reb Yitzchak. Yeah, my son already, like this, age, 6 or 7, he's very sharp. He already is eligible for the din of putos. So in fact, the Gemara, so this is what we mentioned before, the time am I. Why taka did Chazal institute such a din of putos? Amar Reb Abba Bar Yaakov, Amar Reb Yochanan, Mishum Kidei Chayov. In order that he should be able to live. As Rashi says, the lav zvina zvina. If it's not for the fact that what he buys and sells it works, lo mazavni le mazoni lo zavni me. Nobody's going to sell him food. Nobody's going to buy from him. And he needs basic necessities in order to live. And that's why, again, the Mishnah says it makes a lot of sense. That it only applies when there's no apotropos involved. Otherwise, you don't have the mishum kedei chayev svar. Okay, good. What? What's an apotropos?
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem, nobody who was in the shir for a long time asked that question. No, I meant that as not a shtach too. That's what I'm saying. But everyone else knows because we saw it. Apotropos is a what's the English word?
A guardian.
Someone who's in charge of the yisomah, taking care of them. So if the father actually a specific case, if the father appointed one or the bezdin, but if there's someone who's there taking care of the kids, and there's no reason for them to do it. Yeah, says the Gemara. The Pasuk says over here in Melachim that he said, Rashi tells you it's King Yehu who said to Asher al Meltecha, Hotzei Levush l'chol Ovdei Abal, take out clothing for all of the Ovdei Abal, all of the good people that are doing Avodah Zarah, you should give them clothing to wear. Okay, so Nisanov wanted to know, what on earth is this Gemara doing here? And the answer is
Rashi.
Yisra, I told you, look at Rashi. What does Rashi say?
Talking about the story of Yochanan.
Right, because we wanted to mention that since we just finished off the Gemara with Amar of Abba Bar Yaakov, Amar of Yochanan, who explained that the reason for the Ketagan of Putos was Meshuv Deichayov. So now we're bringing another Memra in his name, even though it doesn't seem to be too connected. Okay, so Amar of Abba Bar Yaakov, Amar of Yochanan. Sorry, we skipped the word. My meltacha. What is this meltacha? He was telling to the person who's in charge of the meltacha, you should take clothing out of this meltacha. What is this? Amar Rabba Yaakov Rabbi Yochanan, Davar Hanimnav Nimtach. So the king said to the person that was in charge of this meltacha, which was like a box that it had inside of it this nice clothing. It had Davar Hanimnav Nimtach. It had things inside of it which were Rashi's Bigdei Pishdan, which the threads were pulled and rolled. Okay, that's the way they would make it. In other words, when they were spinning the tefillah to make the garments, That's how they made it, with the Nimlal and the Nimtach, and that's Lashon Meltach. So Rav Dimi reported in the name of Rav Yochanan that this person, Bunayim ben Unayim, Rashi tells us that was a wealthy man, he sent over to Rebbe. What did he send to Rebbe? It was a Yisrael, and it was an Asher. He sent to Rebbe Sivni v'chumas sosal umumale. These different things. Sivni v'chumas, what are those? These are all fine garments. So the Sivni and the Chumas were ka'am guza upalge. Palge dam guza. So the Sivni v'chumas, even though he sent a lot of them, Rashi tells you here, they're arba minin shal big, they pishtam dakato. Very fine garments, linen garments. So this, the chap was that they were so fine that even if you had a big pile of them, when you put them together, they were so thin that it only amounted to an amguza upal gamguza. The talis gedola, says Rashi, that was big enough to cover Rebbe, when you would fold it up, it would fold into something which wasn't more than a 1.5 nuts.
How much do you fold it up?
It
doesn't sound so thin, huh?
What?
It doesn't sound so thin. 1.5 nuts? Like,
think about like your coat.
It's a fine flax.
Yes, there's a point. It was very fine that it would go, the whole thing, that would cover a whole body. You could
say, how fine is it? If you more you fold it up, the bigger you get.
That's the point. It was so fine.
And you fold up to how small?
What?
Whatever.
Saying how much, it's not clear how much you folded it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Chara means you folded as much as you could fold.
The volume is not just like the things. The whole thing fits into
that. Yeah, chara means the whole thing. You could fold it up, the entire thing, and put it into a nut.
That's basically what you think that's what it means.
What else would it mean?
The thickness of it. Like, when you finally fold up a few times, like that fall.
How big do you think a nut is?
No, I anyway, the kids, you understand the idea. I think it's like Andrew was saying. I think if you fold it up, it can fight to the size of a nut. I think it's like Andrew saying.
Is it okay. Kind of like a gazayas? Like, it's kind of like golf
ball. Yeah, well, nowadays, gazayas is big, right? Sosala umil male kipistaka upalga de pistaka. So that, he had these other fine garments, the other two of the four, the salsa mamolo, they were the size of pistaka upalga pistaka, which was also the size of some nut, like an acorn, I think, is that what they translate in your books?
Yeah.
An acorn that the pigs eat. Okay, so it would be a 1.5 acorns. Okay, mal milmala, where's this word mimala come from? Davar nimlovinimta, that's also the same idea, davar, something which is rolled and pulled, and that's again a description of the fine material that it was made from. Okay, so that was the din. Now back to the story, back to the din of the puto. So the Gemara now asks, the ta'usa, now we understand that they're allowed to make business deals, they can buy and sell, but ta'usan ad kama, what's the story when there's a mistake, right? How much of a mistake are we going to have to take seriously to say, you know, so we have to go back on the deal, right? How much leeway do we have? The Gemara says, "Amr b'yora, Amr b'zera, achtus kegadol." It's the same din like a gadol, achtus. Now Rashi brings down the Gemara we saw for Hashem last year, for it was in this year in Bamitzia. It's a little bit confusing here with the Rashi. In fact, the Girsos on the side, they bring here a different version of Rashi, which is easier for us to understand based on the Gemara Bamitzia, which is that until a shtus, there's complete mechila. A shtus itself, a shtus means a sixth. So if there was a mistake in the price, it was overcharged or undercharged up until a sixth, and then there's full mechila on either end, whether the katan was the buyer or the seller. If it was a sixth, so then the deal still goes through, but you have to refund the shtus. And if it's more than that, it's batal. So Rav Yonah Beis said that's the din. There's no chiluk. There's something called the same din of shtus, which we have by gadol, applies to a katan as well. Abaye says, what's the din of a matana? Now, why are we asking about matana? It makes a lot of sense, because if the whole yusayt of the takana was only mishum kedei chayav, that the kid can't live without having some basic business dealings, so that should only apply to business, not to matanas. He can live without the matanas. They want to know, what's the din of a matana? So, v'yemar amar, ain't matanas a matana. He says it doesn't work, which would make sense in the story we just said. However, Mar Baravashi, Mar the son of Ravashi, Omar Matanos Matana. No, it does work. Matana is the same thing like Mekach Umemkar. So Afchu v'shadru l'kamed of Mordechai. The Talmidim, the Bnei Yeshiva, they made a mistake and they wanted to send the shayla to Mordechai. So when they sent over, they wanted to send the shayla. They made a mistake when they sent it. They reversed the opinions. So they said that Mar Bar Vashi, the one that said the Matana, does not work. It doesn't work by Matana. And Rav Yemar is the one that says it does. That the din of the Putos applies to Matana as well. So when Rav Mordechai heard that Mar Bar Vashi Paskin, again, it was the wrong version of the story. That's not really what Mar Bar Vashi said. But when he had heard what the Bnei Yeshiva told him, that Mar Bar Vashi says that Matana does not work, Ein Matana Matana. So he said, Amrle, probably, Zilu Imru Labar Mar. Go tell the son of Mar. Now, who's the son of Mar? Mar Bar Vashi. It's a little bit funny, right? Because Rav Mordechai was a Talmud, as Rashi says, of Rav Vashi. So he's saying, go tell the son of the Rebbe, meaning go tell Mar Bar Vashi, the following point. Lav Hachi Ava Uvda, don't you remember? Didn't the Maisa happen? Ki Ava Koi Mar, when Mar, meaning when you were standing, Chad Kari, you had 1 foot Ar on the floor. The Chad Kari Adarg, another foot on the step. Rashi says they didn't have steps then, but it was a, maybe they had some steps, but this was a ladder in the base measure. Same idea, you had 1 foot on the ground, 1 foot on the ladder, on the step. Vamar Nalei. And we asked Rav Ashi, Matnaso Mai, what's it in by Matana? Vamalan, and Rav Ashi passing for us, Matnaso Matana. He says the Matana works. Achas Matna Shchivmira, whether or not the kid is a Shchivmira, Vachas Matna's Bari, or he's a Bari, Achas Matna's Veru, Vachas Matna's Muetis. Whether it's a big amount of a Matana or a small amount, it's all the same. He passed, and it was good. So he was sending them back. Go tell Rav Ashi, Mar Bar Ashi, why is he passing? What does he love Matana? Turns out that really he never passed that to begin with, so it wasn't really an issue.
Was it Shchivmira meaning?
Shchivmira, someone was on his deathbed. Okay. Okay, guys, great. Shkoya. Look at that. Early. How long was that?
I loved it.
Halacha. I want to learn halacha.